The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Song, song, blue. Everybody knows one.
I swear to God, I'm going to kill you. I swear to God.
Song, song, blue. Every garden grows one.
It'll be in my head for 7 days, this song. Now.
Me and you are subject to the blues now and then.
Oh, please.
But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again.
Oh, let it rip. Show on the radio. Al's
song,
on drugs.
Song, blue.
And all is well.
Like a willow.
Frankie shaking his head. How did I get into
this? Sleeping on my pillow.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it,
I'm playing Neil Diamond.
Feeling good.
Frank's and I just singing Neil Diamond.
I like the chorus in the background here.
Oh, modulation and everything.
Everybody
good morning, it's Piscopo, the morning with the knuckleheads. It's great. Look at Al's got like, he's on drugs with calamine lotion. I'm listening over and over again to Frank Sinatra sing the same song. This is Groundhog Day. Yeah.
Me and you are subject to the blues now and then.
Every time I go to have a conversation today, I'm going to wait for this to blare my head.
Sing them out again.
And Frank's watching another Gotti movie off to the side. Oh, what a bunch of knuckleheads. Good morning.
That
good
might
morning.
Be the funniest line that you have said today, that Frank is watching another Gotti movie.
As he's giving the news.
Great go, documentary.
Al, Frankie, give me your brilliant breakdown on what's happening. Yeah, hold on a second, Joe. I want to see this. Yeah. Oh, but you know what? Dina Martin, who my dear friend Dina, she was honored by the Friars a couple weeks ago. Her soundtrack is in that movie, in the Gotti movie.
Oh, you're
right?
Kidding. You know,
yeah.
She
was there, by the way. Did you see her there at the premiere, by the way?
I didn't get invited to the premiere, actually.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah. You're the guy. Hold the horses. I don't get invited to the Springsteen event down in Borough because I'm only the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Club of New Jersey. What was the event for? Oh, yeah, the Boys and Girls Club of New Jersey of Monmouth County. They don't say, hey, get Joe, come on now, stay in the back. Don't wear a red Make America Great hat again. Just stay in the back.
Right.
And no, I don't hear any of that. Now, in the Frank Morano world, where he knows all these gangsters, and you say you know the Gotti family, you know, and Frank, you're in the mob. I mean, we could break that on the news now today. So, can we say that you're a made man in the organized crime?
Not
you know?
True at all.
But we'd like to make you a made person here. But you don't get invited. You were not invited.
So it's funny because I'm offended for you. Thank you. So I was talking with Victoria Gotti the younger. That's the blonde, you know, reality star. She's John mm-hmm. Jr.'s sister.
Right.
And I was talking to her on Friday because I was trying to arrange a radio interview with her for Sunday, and she said it was the day after this premiere, and I'm seeing all sorts of pictures of people that I know at this premiere, even people that don't even know the Gottis. You remember, you know, that entertainment reporter Chelsea Hirsch, who
what a great
met.
Gal.
Yeah, she was there. Like, what's she doing there? She's there. She's taking pictures. And so Victoria says to me on Friday, she says, now keep in mind, Joe, there's been no more stalwart defender of the Gottis in the media than me. Right.
Please, I'm getting killed on Facebook.
I know you are. So Victoria says to me, hey, you know, were you at the premiere last night? How come you didn't come over and say hello? And I said, no, I wasn't there. And she said, oh, how come you didn't go? I said, well, actually, I wasn't invited. She said, you weren't invited?
See?
What do you mean?
You're making me feel better.
Tomorrow we're going to get stories. This one whacked. This one's dead. alley. Someone got beaten up.
And she explained
didn't
that.
Didn't invite Marano.
No. She explained that sometimes.
You just got three people whacked, Frankie. Just I say that.
Well,
you
but
right
in the meantime, the same thing happened when they were filming that movie in Brooklyn.
What was that? I don't know. The back of the head. You fight Marano. You don't have to fight Marano, your mama Luke.
Get rid of the body. No, leave it. I'll find it.
Yeah.
I'm smart, man.
Let me make sure that Al's comments. Not mine. But
Frank is smart, not dumb like everybody thinks. Come on.
But the short story of it is I did not get invited to the premiere.
Can I get invited? Can't do it, Frankie. But for old time's sake.
Sorry,
but I tell you, the previous
old time's sake, Abe Gordon, for old time's sake,
the previous hey, Sunday,
Tom, for old time's sake.
I did get invited to the special family and friends screening of
you
the
can
picture.
Act like a man.
That and then the after party that John Travolta and Kelly Preston were at. So I would much rather have gone to that, which was much more casual and much
the
more intimate.
And may your movie be a masculine movie.
I would rather have gone to that than a story.
May it be a masculine movie.
And may your next movie or documentary.
Frankie, what? See, with me, the same thing. But I let it go, and you let it go.
Yeah.
You know, but
well,
but
again,
with the mob,
I
kind of have to let it go.
I got invited to the family and friends screening the previous Sunday, which
yeah,
I would
so
much
why,
rather
why
have been
at.
Right. Oh, that's
exactly.
Nice.
Right.
That's nice. Well, how do you say, but this is interesting. See, with the Boys and Girls of New Jersey and Bruce, if it's political and you don't get invited, you understand that. But with mobsters, you can't complain to, like, former mobsters even. You can't just say, you know,
well,
I
complained
want
to somebody who's pretty well connected, right? No, I wasn't invited.
No, that's all. But he said it nicely.
He said it in a nice way. But yeah. Then what Frank didn't tell you was probably the next response was, we'll take care of it.
Yeah. So they said, can we get Murado to the screening? Difficult. Not impossible.
No, Victoria was telling me that a lot of members of her family didn't even get tickets
Murano,
to the screening.
Tessio was always smiling. All right, we've offended every Italian American now.
I'm Mo Green.
Oh man, you know who I am. I'm Mo Green. Oh God. So I was going to quote some more, but best not to go to that scene right there. So can I again? Here's the caveat. Can we just do? Can I pre-record a disclaimer like I do when I
no,
light
we'll
stream?
Have the announcer as part of the former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo.
Yeah, that guy. Can you have that guy do it? 99.9% of all Italian Americans are not in the mob. You know, just do it because it's so true. Because I really do. I think of my mother, one of 10 in Newark, man. They came from Italy, and then they had 10 kids, and they never took any charity, never took any welfare, never took it. They were insulted if you offered them something. I told you that. Thanksgiving, a turkey. They would bring turkey around to the community, and my grandfather, no, wouldn't take it. And then they moved to Rutherford, actually. But they were in Newark, and all engineers, all hardworking. My grandfather, Francesco, they used to go and teach, get on a bus and go to the factory every single day. So trust me, we have fun with it. Let us have fun with it, please. We're just kidding around. But you know how proud I am as an Italian-American. And you can't take – also, you know what, Frankie, when you talk about all that, when there is artwork, art-like – and now I'm going to get in trouble for saying this because I understand if you did a show like The Sopranos about any other ethnic group, there would be legislation to stop it. You would never be able to get it through if it was about – and if it was about the Latino group or a black group or and Chinese, anybody else other than the Italians, there would be legislation to stop it. When the Italians, we go, that's the Italians. They have mafia that you could just do it. But you have to say, Jimmy Gandolfini, rest his brilliant soul, one of the great actors of our time. I mean, and when you watch the writing and the directing of The Sopranos, you have to say, wow, it was brilliantly executed. So you want to just give credit where it's due, but understanding police. You're talking to a guy who's more proud. I can remember, by the way, this too. I'll leave you with this and we'll move on. Because when my father was a young lawyer, he said the mob came to him. I think I've told you this before. And they said they did all, they were working in cars or something, probably something called stealing cars, actually, probably. But they needed a lawyer, like on retainer. Now, my pop's a young lawyer. He comes out as a captain commissioned to be a major from the United States Army Air Corps, fighting in Italy. The war's over. He passes his bar exam. He finally takes his bar exam, becomes a lawyer. And these guys came to him and said, we want you. And he turned him politely down, turned him down. He said, nope, I'm going to do my, and he went on to become like a single lawyer law firm. That's why I always hear me speak so in glowing terms about my father, rest his soul, because he's a single lawyer law firm representing the non-English speaking blue collar laborers in Passaic and Patterson and Hackensack, the whole area. You know, just like his father was, you know, and that's why I always remember my dad never went to the wrong side of the law so we could have some fun. Are you buying any of this, Frankie Fibro?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it makes sense. I get it.
You know, I really, I mean, that's the thing. So when we joke about it, it's all we're doing, joking about it. So go ahead, Al. I know you're going to do a Godfather line or play Song Sung Blue again.
No,
I know you're
gonna, no, not at all.
Oh, there we go. Ed Henry is coming up.
Rage has calmed down.
The steroids are taking over. Ed Henry joining us, Nicole Maliotakis, but with Curtis Ellis is great. Curtis is a senior policy advisor with America First Policies, and he had dinner with the President of the United States yesterday. We'll get a breakdown on that. And Dino Costa is host of Sports Overnight right here on AM 970. The Answer. Dino's going to join us to talk about the Mets and the Yankees and the World Cup. The World Cup, does anybody care? This is huge around the world. Does anybody care? Dino will let you know and fill you in on all of that. Meantime, breaking down the news, and thanks for your patience, and thanks for allowing us to be silly. We like to just step out of it a little bit because after a while it gets so draining what's going on in Washington. I'm trying to get a handle on it. But Frankie called for this months ago, that this guy, Peter Strzok, who had all those emails, he was escorted from the FBI building. His attorney told Fox News. Some critics wonder why he has not been fired over politically biased text earlier. And that's exactly what Frankie's been saying. I don't know why this guy hasn't been fired. And you're right, Frank. He was getting a paycheck this whole time, man.
Yeah.
He just got, I want to see what his pension and welfare is.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, what do you have to do to actually get fired?
Yeah. I mean, so we'll see what's happening. Now, I'm wondering will there be legal action against the structures?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I was listening to Corey Lewandowski. I mean, by the end of Corey Lewandowski's interview with you yesterday, I thought Andrew McCabe and James Comey were going to be in handcuffs. But so I think he went a bit further than I would have gone. I don't know if what Peter Strzok did here is criminal. Certainly it was wrong. Right. So it was inappropriate. Certainly it was a fireable offense. Is it criminal? I don't know. I mean, but it certainly doesn't look good. And it certainly is yet another black mark on the reputation of the FBI.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So we'll see where that goes. And then the heckling of the president at the Capitol, he's trying to work this out. The separation of the families. Again, I can't say this any more clear than I did yesterday, where they take a news narrative and somebody starts it, and I don't know who starts it. Like Elliot was saying from Staten Island, it started somewhere. And okay, the separation of families. Let's just throw that out in immigration. What has that got to do with me having to pay exorbitant taxes, where I'm getting slammed from every state paying taxes? Can we get a hold of, where's the revenue in New Jersey? Are we creating any jobs in New Jersey as opposed to talking about marijuana? That's going to help, and the budget's going to shut down. Hey, can we talk about the issues that affect us personally every day? No. They just go on whatever they're talking about. They want to make it political, and they'll say, immigration. Yeah, that'll get the president, and they're separating the family. Families. Did you know the separate? We don't know what's going on. You don't even know if these kids are their true kids. You don't know what's going on. And I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again today, and help me out if I'm being too insensitive. I think those kids probably have a better life now in the holding area, wherever they are, because it's air conditioned. They're playing with other kids. Is it that bad? I mean, I would like to see a video. They should go bring a camera down. I mean, is it that bad? Because what was it like in Honduras? What was it like in Guatemala? And why can't those countries make it safe for their own citizens? Why do they always look to us? And when the president says, and he was at that speech yesterday, which was, by the way, his best received speech I've ever seen, he was in Washington, and he was speaking to small business owners, the National Federation of Independent Businesses. That crowd loved this president. I'm telling you, I know the left doesn't like to hear it. I know if you're anti-Trump, you don't like to hear it. But man, you cannot take that away. It was funny. It was endearing. And even when the president says, he goes, "You see all the negative. When I was in the campaign, this is President Trump talking yesterday. He goes, "All the negativity." He goes, "I started to not like myself." That was a great joke. That was a humble, a self-deprecating joke. And it was good. So now when they got to pick on this one thing about the separation of families, when it's really, listen, we love kids and it's hard, but they got to go to children. They're using these children. They're using these children just to go after the president, number one. Number two, just to get a blanket of votes from illegal aliens that are coming in. And we're not buying it. And we're not going to buy it. Except I think, and Frankie, I would love to hear your thoughts on it. And give us a call, too, at 877-970-2999. Maybe the president just goes, "You know what? I can't separate the families. Ted Cruz has a plan. We're going to go with Senator Cruz." And that's it. Boom. Then maybe it goes away, Frankie.
Now, it's not going away until this policy changes, right? And the president was very clear that he's only going to change the policy if Congress passes a law, that he's not going to do this on his own. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes. I know Henry will have some insight onto it.
Yeah, Ed's going to be great on that. But we'll get into it with Ed, absolutely. 877-970-2999. The great Ed Henry, chief national correspondent for Fox News. One of the brightest guys, one of the best reporters out there, but also a great guy and a very, very fun guy. Hey, 20 after 7. Look who's here, Debbie Duhaime. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Joe? Having
good
fun?
Good. I got summer in my blood, girl. I mean,
yeah.
I'm ready.
Well,
I'm working throughout. I'm working throughout.
Are you?
The next couple of weeks, I maybe do a short this weekend.
Okay,
I'm feeling the warmth. I love, know me. My Mediterranean blood. My Italian blood. I love the heat.
You love it. Now, what about Manahawkin? You'll be down in that area? Because I know you love it down there.
I will be going down the shore, broadcasting from WJRZ. Thank you.
Oh, they're very nice. Yeah.
That's where I hear the Debbie Duhaime voice all the time in the hallways of WJRZ.
Well, now there's somebody else that does that. I help out when they need me. But
nothing more with that, with the morning guy there. Nothing. You're just friends with that guy.
No.
I just asked
him. No, Tina's on with TJ every morning over there. But no, TJ's very happily married. So, and so is Tina. So I don't think there's anything going on there either. I gotta keep it real professional,
He gets starry-eyed when your voice comes out.
But
we all do.
That is so not true.
He does. No, he doesn't. Not at all.
dishing
the dirt with Joe on the radio.
There's no dirt. There's nothing. I'm very boring. I keep telling you how boring I am. Nobody believes it.
As boring you are not, Debbie. 722, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, traffic is definitely not boring. That's for sure. Plenty of it out here, Joe. Inbound GWB, that's an hour to the upper level, 30 to the lower. Lincoln 45 in. Holland about 35. Fire department activity continuing in Bayonne. Broadway is closed by 36th Street. That overnight fire, a lot of activity still out there. 78 West Exit 4, an accident being cleared. Garden State Parkway northbound, slowing down, getting up toward Exit 124. It's a car fire in the local lanes. And then up by 141, accident cleared on the Garden State Parkway. Still very heavy traffic. Deegan south of the Grand Concourse, a disabled vehicle was just towed out of the way. It's busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Bradley Ave out through the Verrazano. Eastbound Gowanus, a lot of volume up by the Prospect. Montauk Highway closed in East Patchogue with an overnight accident still being investigated. Partly cloudy today with a high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost and get 3 lines, each with unlimited gigs for $100 a month, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line and up to 3 free phones. All on a super reliable and super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Business Network. It was once the world's most valuable company. Now General Electric has been kicked out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, replaced by Walgreens Boots Alliance. GE, which is down 26%, is the worst performer in the Dow so far this year and was the worst performer in 2017, too. Netflix shares riding high at an all-time high, actually, crossing the $400 threshold for the first time in the history of the company. That's after several Wall Street firms came out with a bullish outlook for the streaming service. Many companies worried about a trade war, but Apple has reportedly gotten assurances that the government is not going to slap import tariffs on iPhones manufactured in China. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the SmartWayToBuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the SmartWayToBuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the SmartWayToBuy.com.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm Junior Bacon Cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Did you call Susan at Rhino Shield? You have to check this out. It's a long-lasting ceramic technology, Rhino Shield is. Coating. It's a coating that looks exactly like fresh paint. You can't tell the difference between a home covered with Rhino Shield or a freshly painted house. It's that simple. It will not chip, flake, or peel, and it means you never have to paint again, thanks to their 25-year transferable guarantee. It bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. It'll go on anything. They even have a coating that encapsulates rust so it'll never bleed through again. I put Rhino Shield on my house. I keep telling you that. The kids were there. We picked the color. It's my house looks brand spanking new. And it got an insulating quality to it. And if you're planning to put on solar panels, by the way, before you do, you know, and you got to give your roof an application of Super Shield. That's where I'm going next. Super Shield for additional energy efficiency. Super Shield keeps your house cooler. It's the only coating offered for residential roofs and comes with a 10-year guarantee. This is great. You're going to love it. Rhino Shield. Susan at Rhino Shield. You can get a free estimate, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608, or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Ed Henry, I'm proud to say, is a friend, a very, very funny man, but he is the chief national correspondent for Fox News, New York Times, best-selling author of 42 Faith. Ed, thanks for jumping on the air this morning. I know how busy you are. It was great. I had such a good time with you the other day, man.
Huh? Yeah, we had that great charity event with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation over at the Liberty National Golf Club. We had a great time, buddy.
But you were good, man. You were funny, and it was great. Beforehand, they said, and I told you this when I saw you were coming off the golf course, and I said, I said, you're emceeing. I said, this is great because it takes the pressure off, and you were great, and you were glib, and you busted my chops, and just well done,
that was,
Henry.
That was my favorite part, was teasing you. And look, I saw my role as, you know, it's sort of like, if you're going through and you want to show off the home run trot, right? If it is maybe Gardner, I'm sort of like Gardner or somebody. You might have an occasional home run, and you kind of warm up the crowd, and then Piscopo comes up, and it's like Aaron Judge is taking BP. You know, I mean, it's just like one home run after another. I mean, you had the crowd in stitches, and so it's great to have raised money for such a great foundation, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which, you know, they did. As you know, they started out of 9/11, but now have really flipped their mission to say, let's look forward and help all of these wounded warriors who are coming home and fund them home. So they've got Home Depot and General Motors and a lot of big sponsors. Check them out. They're amazing.
My favorite moment was Rob O'Neill, former Navy SEAL, who took out Bin Laden. When you said he wasn't great at golf, and then he started walking toward the podium.
He did.
You were like, wait, he's got me in his crosshairs. I'm in trouble, right?
Yeah, what I was saying was, you know, that throughout the day, we're playing golf at this wonderful course. You can see the Statue of Liberty and the New York skyline and everything, Jersey City. But the only bad part was that, you know, the guys ahead of us were playing so slow and annoying, and it was boiling hot on Monday. And so I kept saying, I want to go up there. I want to yell at these guys. Who are these guys? And then somebody said, hey, it's Rob O'Neill, the guy who shot Bin Laden. So I said, you know, I better not fight that guy. He's a Navy SEAL. Right? And then next thing you know, what I was trying to tell the crowd was, you know, he might have been a great shot with Bin Laden, but he's not a great shot on the golf course, you know?
And you actually said that. And
so then Rob O'Neill comes at me. Yeah, he's like, you want to come at me, bro? But what's great about Rob O'Neill is he's not just a great American, but he's also a funny guy, too. And he came up and basically said, sweetheart, you know, it's a good thing I did not go to Pakistan to get Bin Laden with a 6-iron. I never would have gotten him.
He did say that.
And I am a bad guy.
Yeah. How great was that, though? They also, and we'll get the news in a second, Ed. We appreciate you taking the time with us this morning. I know how busy you are, sir. But it was great when Rob O'Neill started bidding on this guitar, and it got kind of high, and I'm bidding, and it was another guy. So the other guy outbids Rob O'Neill because Rob O'Neill collects guitars, gives them to his father, and the guy that actually outbid Rob gave the guitar to Rob O'Neill. I thought that was so beautiful.
It was amazing, and I could see Rob go up to talk to him and thank him. He was bidding on it because he wanted to give back to the charity. So I bet you he worked out something privately with the guy. He just didn't want to toot his own horn, if you will, because Rob is very humble. And it was really a great time having Mayor Giuliani there. And you know, whenever he gets up, you know, how many speeches has this man given? Regardless of what you think about his politics, what you think about the current situation, him representing President Trump, he didn't get into anything political. He just got up and talked about 9/11. And, you know, how many speeches has Rudolph Giuliani given about 9/11? You would think, well, it's going to get routine. It's going to get – no, never with this man. He speaks from the heart. And every time he talks about 9/11, you get a little choked up.
You know, you were great, Ed. When you started talking about it, your introduction was brilliant of the mayor, because you talked about Long Island. You talked about knowing it. You knew people in the neighborhood. You knew firefighters in the neighborhood. That was great. And everybody just stopped. And then the tone you said was really, really so heart-wrenching and beautiful.
Well, I appreciate that, because, you know, I grew up in Deer Park on Long Island. A family, the Vigiano family, that I, to be honest, did not know when I was growing up, but I grew up on 12th Street, and very close to that, I understand. I'm trying to remember which street it was. The Vigiano family grew up a few blocks away, and they, I believe it was John and Joseph, and one was a police officer and one was a firefighter, and they both died at 9/11, on 9/11 at the Twin Towers. And so Mr. Vigiano, their father, who I believe is a retired firefighter and still alive today, would go down to the pile every day, just trying to find, you know, find some sign of his two sons. Yeah. And, you know, the two blocks, I mean, literally the two blocks that I grew up, Lake Avenue and Grand Boulevard, ran right through Deer Park. And each block now on both sides of where the house I grew up in are named for one of the Vigiano boys. You know,
wow.
So they basically.
Wow.
So that was after I had moved out of Deer Park that 9/11 happened, and that they named everything after them. But that sticks with you because you grew up in it, literally in these streets, and here they're, you know, the idea, the anguish that so many people had, but the idea that one family, you know, had two sons who were giving back and protecting all of us, one a cop, one a firefighter, and the fact that they both perished, it really makes you stop. And I mentioned it because I knew that Mayor Giuliani knew them. And, you know, this is somebody who, when he was mayor, he didn't just go through the motions on this. He got to know the families. He went to, as I recall, if not all, as many of the funerals as he possibly could.
Hundreds, right.
Absolutely.
You can never forget that. Etta, too, also, I told you this before we stepped on stage the other night, what a fan I am of yours, because tell me about Singapore, if we can go there for a second.
Sure.
I'm amazed, and I was telling the guys, I was telling Frankie and Al and Debbie, we were saying, Ed Henry, wait a minute, you flew, it had to be 17 hours to Singapore, right?
20.
Oh! Yeah, but then you went right on camera. You went right on, am I right? You went right on camera, and they put you right on the air.
Within a few hours, I don't want to exaggerate, you know, within a few hours, we got to take a little nap, and the next day, you know, so I left on a Friday, to give you an idea, I left on Friday morning from Washington, and I arrived in Singapore on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So basically, you flew the equivalent of 2 days, because it was 20 hours of flying, plus the clock goes forward 12 hours when you go to Asia. So you arrive, you know, basically almost, you know, a day and a half later. So, I mean, it was insane. But, you know, we had a lot of people. Sean Hannity was there, Brett Baer, Chris Wallace, and we had a great team. And, you know, look, the credit goes to people like Sean, who on the night of the meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump, you know, Sean Hannity had 5.9 million viewers. He beat not just every cable news network.
Cool.
I mean, he was the number one show in all of cable. And
wow.
beat all the ABC and CBS. And, you know, really, I mean, it's so amazing to be there for a historic opportunity. And what I'm stunned by, honestly, I mean, we go back and forth, and we could talk about immigration, we talk about all these issues.
Yeah.
But this could be, and I stress could be, as I'm not giving them all the credit yet, but this could be the biggest thing that any president does, averting a nuclear war. And yet, this president is not getting any credit for it.
Yeah.
People, you know, we flew back, people said, oh, you can't verify it. Oh, we don't know. Well, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But we're in a lot better place than we were 6 months or 2 years or 5 years ago with Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
And Ed, I know you're objective in that regard, so I appreciate that, because that's exactly what I was thinking. Also, you never look tired for a second. I know no other correspondents mentioned, but that you could see a little bleary-eyed. I couldn't have done it. You were right, sharp, on top of your game. When that meeting went in 2 hours, you had a vamp for 2 hours. It was brilliant. But what about the President of the United States? Again, objectively speaking here, Ed Henry, 72 years old. And then he was up, and then he did Sean's interview after being up for 24 hours.
Yeah, he said he was up something like 25 hours straight. I mean, I know based on his habits, if you talk to him, you talk to his friends, he's somebody who doesn't sleep a lot. And, you know, frankly, you can probably figure that out based on his Twitter feed when he's back home, right? It's 5, 6 in the morning, and bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, yeah.
But over there, I think, you know, you get wired, you know, you're sometimes, I know for me, with live shots coming up, which are a lot less important than being the President of the United States, you're afraid to go to sleep because you're thinking, I'm going to sleep for the next 18 hours. I'm so exhausted. So you kind of stay up and you're running on coffee, you're running on adrenaline. And frankly, I think if you're commander in chief, you know, sometimes it's easy to stay up and then you're going to sleep on Air Force One on the way home because you're so wrapped up in such a big deal. And this was such a remarkable, I've covered a lot of things for many years, and this was one of the biggest. And I got to say, though, you had the best prescription of all when you were talking the other night. You basically said, look, I mean, you can send the president over there, but you and Giuliani as Italian-Americans know you could have sent a couple guys over with the Buick to go see Kim Jong-un. You might have straightened it out a lot sooner.
Couple Italian guys from Jersey to Buick, man. Take care of the whole thing. Ed Henry, we're going to let you go. We are huge fans, admirer of your prowess and your expertise as the great journalist that you are. And I'm proud to call you my friend, Ed. Great to see you. And thanks for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, man. Thank you. Ed Henry right there. He's the chief national correspondent for Fox News. Don't forget, you got to check out Ed's book, 42 Faith. If you Google Ed Henry, check out that brilliant, brilliant book about Jackie Robinson. 7:38 with Piscopo in the morning. And Nicole Malliotakis standing by. Big Al's right here with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
71 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. 50 years after being spelled the wrong way, the Verrazano Narrows Bridge will soon be getting an extra Z, so it'll be spelled correctly. Officials estimate it'll cost $4 million to correct more than 100 signs that have had the incorrect spelling since they were installed by the bridge's original contractor. The Post reports the Assembly passed the bill on Tuesday to fix the spelling on the signs. It was previously passed by the State Senate. Governor Cuomo has indicated he will sign the measure into law. New York City officials discussing upcoming repairs to the 7-line train, which services Queens and Manhattan. Soon work will begin between the Flushing Main Street station and 34th Street Hudson Yard stop. Transit President Andy Byford announced his 10-year plan to overhaul the city's subway system last month at a total price tag of $19 billion. In addition to upgrading the subway's outdated signal system, underground security cameras will be increased and the bus network will be redesigned. In sports, Miguel Andujar's 2-run homer snapped in 1-all tie in the fifth inning. Yankees beat the Mariners 7-2. Mets fell behind 9-2 in the fourth inning, lost 10-8 to the Rockies. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Let's take it to the Cross County westbound, getting out toward the Bronx River Parkway out through Mount Vernon. It's an accident blocking the right lane. Some slowdowns on the southbound New York State Thruway 13 down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 45 minutes into town. Lincoln 40, Holland at least 30. Traffic is still a problem on Broadway over in Bayonne with ongoing fire department activity by 36th Street. Traffic is slowing down on the Garden State Parkway northbound at 124. Car fire in the local lanes. Some volume for you as you head over to the westbound side of the Gowanus right into the Prospect. That's an accident blocking a lane over there as well. Traffic is still pretty busy on the LIE westbound right out through Woodhaven Boulevard, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Montauk Highway closed in East Patchogue because of an overnight accident, and it's an ongoing investigation. Clouds today, high of 82. Clouds tomorrow morning, then clearing. Sunshine tomorrow afternoon, high of 86. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People have also started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Nicole Malliotakis is standing by. I would love to tell you about what happened May 18th. Mike Lindell and the MyPillow company set a world record for the largest pillow fight in history. Remember, I was there a couple years ago. We did it at the St. Paul Saints Stadium where I sang the national anthem. Well, Mike broke that record, man. Thousands of people participated at this event May 18th at the Pulse event in Minnesota. You know, the event was dedicated to giving hope to those who have been hurting or have lost hope. Mike Lindell was using his story of being a drug addict. You know Mike's wild story. It's a wild story. It's a great success story. And Mike found his way, became a successful businessman. And now he is encouraging others to redirect their lives and bring religion into it. Yes, religion. To see the world's biggest pillow fight, you got to go to mypillow.com/world record special. The event was a great success. Mike wants everyone to share in the excitement. So for a limited time, MyPillow is offering the standard MyPillow for the lowest price ever. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970, please. The standard pillow comes with a blue carrying case and is available at this low price for a very limited time. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go online, please, to MyPillow.com and click on the World Record Special. And please use the promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Assemblymember Nicole Malliotakis represents Staten Island and Brooklyn, former Republican candidate for mayor. Nicole, welcome back to the show. Great to see you on Saturday.
Great to see you as well. How are you, Joe?
I am good. And you look so, you're always so dressed and business and Assemblymember Nicole Malliotakis. You look great on Saturday. You were just, were you out and about, or is that the way you dress on weekends, kind of dressed down with sneaks and everything?
Well, I didn't wear sneakers, but
sneakers I saw.
Yeah, no, I was wearing a flat and some capris, as well as a American flag T-shirt because
I loved it.
The flag day
loved it.
Tottenville, Staten Island.
That was great, and it was nice that you came out and supported a Congressman Donovan. That was a great event. Yes.
Yes, yes, and I think he's going to pull it off next week. So that's going to be great.
What are you hearing on the inside in regards to that primary, June 26th, which we invite everybody to go out and vote? You got to go vote because people stay home. Like Rudy was saying, you know, it's nice weather, right, Nicole? It's nice. You don't feel it's summertime. You're going to go away, and you don't really pay attention to these primaries. This is all important.
Well, that's true. I mean, most people aren't used to voting in the middle of June. And a lot of people, especially that week, it's the week after school lets out, people going away on vacation, and they've got to fill out those absentee ballots. And, you know, obviously it's going to be a very close election. Both men are very popular on Staten Island. I think the Trump endorsement certainly has put the congressman ahead. And that's going to be significant.
Yeah. Is today the last day of the legislative session?
It's supposed to be. We'll see. We'll see if we wrap up today. Hopefully so. And Saturday, I'm having a big event, which I would love everyone to come to, particularly residents of Staten Island, regarding property taxes. The property tax levy has increased an astronomical amount. It's gone up actually 37% just in the last 4 years alone.
Wow.
Just went up again last week. And Staten Islanders in particular, but there are homeowners in parts of Queens, like the Rockaways and Breezy Point and Whitestone, also in Brooklyn. Certainly those in my district in Bay Ridge, as well as areas like Canarsie, are being really hit by the property taxes being an unfair process. Because when you look at the current system, you have Staten Islanders, for example, people in my community paying $2,000 more property taxes on their homes that are valued around $550,000 than Mayor de Blasio in Park Slope, who has a home valued of $1.7 million, nearly three times the value. And so we've been advocating, myself, my colleagues, some council members as well, have been advocating to try to reform the system. We pushed the mayor to do a property tax commission. This was a big issue in last year's mayoral campaign to see how we can make these property, first of all, put a cap so we're not always increasing it every year. The amount of money they seek from property taxpayers goes up every single year, and it's about time that they cap it, or, you know, freeze it would be better. But also let's look at why there's such a disparity between people who are paying taxes in these communities that I've mentioned, and then the other communities, such as the one the mayor lives in. And this is a combination of reforms that need to be made on the city and state level. The mayor said he's going to do the commission, but guess what? He's not going to include a representative from Staten Island. And so, you know, we're having a protest to push back on these rapidly rising increases. I ask everyone who feels as strongly as I do on this issue to please turn out 10 a.m. Miller Field on Staten Island at the end of New York Lane. And let me say one more thing, Joe, because this is quite shocking, actually.
Please.
The council passed an $89 billion budget last week. Now, when Mayor Bloomberg left office, the budget was $70 billion. So we're talking about a roughly 27% increase in spending, okay, since this mayor has gotten into office. Now, this is the shocking part. They received over $4 billion windfall from the Trump tax reform plan because many investors cashed in on their investments. So they received over $4 billion in windfall money, right, that they didn't anticipate. So this would have been the perfect year to say, we're going to give some relief to the middle class. We're going to freeze the property tax cap. We're not going to seek more money from homeowners.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did they do? Instead, they blew. They spend the $4 billion on all sorts of stuff. So it's really frustrating. And I think
that
you know, the middle class is being driven out of their homes. Seniors who have paid off their mortgage, they can't afford their annual property tax bill. And young people can't afford to buy in New York City.
Mm. That's so true. Now gambling in Jersey is going to New York. The casino when Atlantic City came in. Oh, this is going to help out New Jersey. The money just goes away. Nicole, thank God for you staying on this. What can we do? And I talked to my friend, my friends down in the legislature down in Trenton. Could you do a Prop 13? What do a Prop 13 where you take it the ability to raise taxes out of the hands of the politicians? You know, you do a Prop 13. So, I mean, that's what they did in California. Work there. In regards to property tax, it would never work in New York, right?
Well, you know what? I would be for it. I think that a cap is responsible. You know, in the state, we put a 2% spending cap. I think that should be done at the city level as well.
Yeah, it worked in Jersey under Governor Christie. You're right. Yeah.
What the people are supposed to be voting on, how the money's being spent in terms of capital projects, we're supposed to go to referendum and ask them to approve certain major capital projects, and we do not, when we issue debt, rather, we're supposed to go to the voters and ask for that, and we don't do that. So really, and bring this up on the floor every year when we're debating the budget, it really is a violation of the state constitution, because we're supposed to be, when we're borrowing money, going to the voters first.
Mm, yeah.
And look, we should certainly be doing this and making sure that the money's being used the way that the people want. And that's why elections matter. And this year we have a big one. The governor's up for election. You know, this could be the difference between legalizing marijuana in the state of New York and not legalizing. It could be the difference between having a sanctuary state and not having a sanctuary state. I urge people to pay attention, see the candidates. I'm supporting Mark Molinaro for governor. I think he's a great guy. He served in the assembly with me during my first term and has moved on to be the Dutchess County executive, where he has actually lowered property taxes. So that's the kind of government we need. And I hope people get more involved in the process. But I hope to see, particularly Staten Islanders, Saturday, 10 a.m., meet me at Miller Field. Let's push back. We have to stand up and fight back against these rapidly rising property taxes that are unfair and burdensome to our community.
Great. What time is that, Nicole?
It's going to be 10 a.m. this Saturday, June 23rd.
Keep the fight, girl. Great to see you, Nicole. Thanks for jumping on the air with us.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Take care.
Okay. There's Assemblymember Nicole Maliotakis right there. With Piscopo in the morning, 7:51. Mm-hmm. Debbie Duhame looking out for you this morning. Good morning, boy. Debbie.
Good morning to you, Joe Piscopo. And let's take a spin, see what's happening here on the roads. First of all, heading over to Staten Island, traffic is slowing down for you as you head from Bradley Ave, getting right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Watch for slowdowns as well. Southbound side of the Van Wyck, getting down toward Atlantic Avenue. Cross Island northbound, very busy up by Northern Boulevard. A lot of stop-and-go traffic for you on the westbound belt into Lefferts Boulevard, LIE westbound, all jammed up out through Woodhaven Boulevard. Over on the FDR Drive south in the 70s, that's a crash. West Side Highway south, heavy down through the 150s, and it's still busy on the westbound Gowanus at the Prospect. Accident blocking the right lane over there. Inbound GWB about an hour to the upper, 30 to the lower. Lincoln 45 in, Holland 30. It's still busy on 3 eastbound getting out toward Route 17 in the construction zone. 208 south at Grandview Avenue getting down past Wyckoff and in toward Fairlawn. Watch out for an accident there. Traffic slowing down Garden State Parkway northbound by 124 in the local lanes. A car fire still being cleaned up. And the Cross County West at North Columbus Avenue Mount Vernon, accident in the right lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the
secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, there may now be light at the end of the tunnel. Known as the Second Sight Argus 2 Retinal Prosthesis System, this is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa. Find out more by calling 800-499-7620. Call 800-499-7620 to learn more about an FDA-approved system that provides some artificial vision for those blinded by retinitis pigmentosa. Once again, the number to call is 800-499-7620. Call now. Argus 2 is indicated for patients who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. For more information, including all potential risks associated with the device and procedure, call 800-499-7620. That's 800-499-7620. Or visit our website at info.secondsight.com.
Happy hump day to everybody. It's another Wednesday, and boy, I'll tell you, we're getting some consistently good weather here in the Northeast, and that is awesome. It means I'm going to the pool more with my son, I'm doing more exercise, and the best part is I'm dropping a few pounds, and you know what's helping me drop those few pounds? Calitrin. Go to toploss.com right now. Order yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin. The website will answer all your questions to help you lose weight, have more energy, and feel fantastic. There's no drugs, there's no stimulants, it's all natural. It is a piece of cake to use. Just take it before bedtime. Works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need, or while you're exercising, take a few capsules before you go and exercise, and it will help you. I'm telling you, it works. It's working on me. It will work for you too. Plus, free shipping on your first order, and if you use the promo code AL, you're going to get 10% off when you go onto the site, toploss.com. Give Calitrin a call right now at 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL for 10% off. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
Piscopo in the morning, 5 before 8 o'clock, 7:55 right now. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? You know, will you please go to Route 22 Toyota, experience a smart way to buy a car? No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies, my friend. How many times I got to tell you this? How many times I got to tell you about Alex Kinsella? How many times I tell you this? 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now Alex wants you to experience the new smart way to service. And by the way, they got this great brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. But you got till 8 o'clock, okay? 7:55 right now. I'll give you to 8 o'clock. Here we go. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter. Yes, I said free. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. You just say, when they answer from Route 22 Toyota, you go, Joey sent me. Just like that. Little quote. Joey sent me. You know, I heard John Piscopo. Boom. You got the first five callers. Next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-board inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. We love Route 22 Toyota. This is the family over there with Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and Chris and Wendy and Johnny. Man, they have been so helpful helping the kids of New Jersey, and they want to help you. First five callers, next 5 minutes. This is a great deal. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. 855-621-9949. Love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg is the marathon man. Joey's. Did I see some? Did I see? Oh, Joe Lumberg, National 20. Oh, look at you. You macho man. Joe, you look great. I'm looking at a picture of you on the bike. We're going to post that on AM970TheAnswer.com.
There you go. Go for it.
How many miles? On that little bike.
377.
Holy moly. You went 20 hours. On that bike,
yeah,
and I love you have the courage. you have the courage to have a pink bike and a pink outfit, Joe. I love it.
Stand out. That way you're going to see me. You're not going to run me over.
And
too
a
many
pink
distracted
helmet.
Drivers out there. They don't want them to see me.
Well, I don't see in the picture, though. I don't see the helmet. Did you have a light in your helmet for nighttime?
Not at that time. I put it on right after that.
Like one of those. You are a monster. God bless you, man. And how you feeling? You all good? All good? You feel all right?
I feel good. Yeah, I feel almost human again today.
I'll tell you what. You are an inspiration. And Joe's story is great, by the way. He got overweight. Almost. What was your top weight? Top weight, you said,
271,
Joe?
At least.
Good. Good. Gosh. And then, man, now you look great. Now you're a monster. And that is so inspirational to us. Hey, Joey, weather-wise, another beautiful day today, yes?
It's going to be okay today, but we're going to see clouds on the increase. 82 are high. We're going to get rain tonight for a while. 66 the low, then it dries out tomorrow, some sun, 84, a little cooler Friday and Saturday. Saturday we're going to see some showers too.
All right, Joe. Well done, Joe Lundberg. We love it. We're going to tweet this out. We're going to put this out.
Go for it.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much. Yeah, we'll get that on AM 970, The Answer. Piscopo in the morning. Curtis Ellis is going to join us. We're going to talk tariffs with Mr. Curtis Ellis on Piscopo in the morning, and your phone calls at 877-970-2999. You are always welcome to join us on the Piscopo Soiree. Dino Costa, host of Sports Overnight, will join us as well. 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo from New York City.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.